Hey, hey, to download your free copy of the P4 Journal, From Pain to Experiencing Peace and Enjoying Life's Pleasures, head over to our website at www.drleticiaweb.com. Yes, go get your free copy today. P is for prayer. Oh, Father God, thank you so much for meeting us in this place. We open our doors unto you, oh Father God. We're going to master trust in you, Lord God. We invite you in. We open our doors. Have your way. Come in, Lord. Speak to us. Be with us, Lord God. We need you. Show us strategies, Lord God, so that we can produce positive results where you will get the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hey, hey, hey. So one of the P's in the P for experience is paint. And I paint to move from pain so that I can personally experience peace and enjoy life's pleasures. I also paint to produce positive results such as sellable products. If you go over to Amazon and put my name, Dr. Leticia Webb, in the search box, then you will see my artwork on the covers of my journals and coloring books. Two strategies to move from pain are coloring and journaling. And so if you want to experience the life that you desire, head on over to Amazon, get one of my sellable products, release all that is within you, and that way you can experience P to the fourth power. P is for processing information from self-development resources. All right, let's go ahead and process information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, on today, August 7th. And it reads, understanding will never bring you peace. That's why I have instructed you to trust in me, not in your understanding. Human beings have an appetite for trying to figure things out in order to gain a sense of mastery over their lives. But the world presents you with an endless series of problems. As soon as you master one set, another pops up to challenge you. The relief you had anticipated is short-lived. Soon your mind is gearing up again, searching for understanding, mastery, instead of seeking me, your master. The wisest of all men, Solomon, could never think his way through to peace. His vast understanding resulted in feelings of futility rather than in fulfillment. Finally, he lost his way and succumbed to the will of his wise by worshiping idols. My peace is not an elusive goal hidden at the center of some complicated maze. Actually, you are always enveloped in peace, which is inherent in my presence. As you look to me, you gain awareness of this precious peace. So, oh my goodness, let me just tell you that I am struggling with this particular devotional because I want to say, okay, there's a contradiction here because God made us in his likeness and his image, right? He made us as a thinking being who can make decisions and process information, who can solve problems. He made us that way. So when it says understanding will never bring you peace, and I'm like, wait, we got to understand the situation so that we can solve a problem. We got to understand, you know, like people, like when you understand what someone has gone through, it moves you from judgment to empathy. You know, when you understand, you know, how, I don't know, business works first per se, as a quick example, then you won't get so frustrated when you get 99 no's to in order for you to get to your one yes when it comes to sales and marketing and asking, you know. So it's like, okay, I do need understanding, But when I really sit and think about it, I have to be completely honest. Understanding sometimes has brought me grief. When you understand some things and you start to see some things, it doesn't always put you in the best space. It actually grieves you. It really, really grieves you to know the truth about some things. And I'm like, okay, God, you are so right. You're so dead on. That's why he told us not to lean into our understanding, but to trust in him. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Because the more I understand some stuff, my God, my God, my God, I wish I didn't know. I mean, I'm glad I know because I'm not ignorant. However, I am trying to master my life. I want to understand because understanding brings me a sense of comfort. Understanding shows me how to move and maneuver in situation. It gives me a sense of control and confidence, you know, over certain things. So I want to understand. And I didn't realize I was wanting to understand so that I can gain control until I read today's devotional. What about you? And so the strategy that we glean today is instead of me trying to understand so I can gain control, I need to master peace. And excuse me, I need to master trust. And that is, I'm being challenged today. Are you being challenged today? Master trust is the strategy that we glean today so that we can have some success and produce the positive results that we desire. Did you know that a strategy for success in your business or ministry is through advertisements? Right. So that's common knowledge, right? But what you did not know is that Experience P4 with Dr. Letitia Webb now offers advertisement opportunities to you. If you want to know more on how to advertise on our YouTube channel or here our podcast, email us at info@drleticiaweb.com and we will share all those details with you. All right, y'all. This is the place to advertise. Mwah. God bless you. P is for pursuing God's word. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to pursue God's word in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with him, make us fit for him, we have it all together with God because of our master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that he has already thrown open his doors to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. You know what I see on today in the pursuit of God's word is we need to throw open our doors to God. Can you imagine you throw your doors open to someone and they have already thrown their doors open unto you? That sounds like love. That sounds like a true, genuine relationship. And if truth be told, we all want to be loved unconditionally. We all want someone standing there with open arms, waiting for us, anticipating our arrival, who wants to be with us, who desires to be in relationship. It is nothing like being in a relationship with someone who really doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. It is nothing like being tolerated by someone versus being embraced and loved and cherished and appreciated. That is tough as nails. However, with God, we don't have to worry about that. If you are looking for love, honey, you are already loved. If you are looking for someone to cherish you, you are already the apple of God's eye. If you want someone to bless you and to protect you and to love you, you are already blessed, protected, and loved by God. So what we have to do in order to produce peace and prosperity and positive results, oh my God, and enjoy life's pleasures, oh my goodness, then we need to throw our doors open. That's what we have on today. We have Master Trust and Throw Open Your Doors to God. Amen. I pray that you are blessed on today, August 7th. And if this challenges you, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. Comment and comply. We always have a question left for our community. You know, please go to the question and answer the question. I want to develop, you know, a strong relationship with you guys and a sense of community. So I love you and I appreciate you for doing life with me every day as Jesus calls us so that we can seek, you know, his word and him and pray and all of that good stuff, right? Because we want to produce positive results in our lives. We want to move from pain so we can experience peace and enjoy life's pleasures. God bless you.